Well, I think, like you said, growing up on so many different artists and so many different genres that I really do respect and admire for their songwriting, obviously the musicality of it. And, you know, I think just having that opportunity and having such a great household, thanks to mom and dad, with all this music, you know, it really helped me shape kind of how I wanted to write or what I wanted to write about. And, you know, especially in the country music lane, I think helped me forge a path that some ways I can call my own. So it's been a lot of fun on the creative side of it. You know, obviously thankful for these great artists.
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna say, in the country industry, there's like so many changes. You know, people go to pop country, rap country, rock country, but you've continued to kind of stay like true to yourself. How have you been able to do that amidst all these changes that come?
I mean, I think, you know, getting into this and my first passion, you know, in music was drums. And, kind of transitioning from the guitar and songwriting aspect of it all, I think I just kind of, I guess I could say I know what I like, what I feel I write about. You know, I think it's, like I said, it's just been a lot of fun creating and writing the music I want to write and how I feel. And, you know, just kind of, like I said, just kind of, I guess in some ways I've heard like paving your own lane, you know, and I think I just, you know, just dragging all these, you know, like all these influences we mentioned earlier, just kind of taking from that. And in some cases, the life lessons that I've learned, some are good and some, you know, everybody else, not so good, you know, or not as fun, I should say.
Yeah.
And, you know, I try to write what I know, what I've, you know, this is the sound that you get mixing, you know, country and rock, and especially in the live shows, you'll hear a little bit of metal in there too.
Before we get talking about those shows, Sorry for Nothing did come out in 2024, and then Sorry mm-hmm. for Nothing Volume 2, that came out last October. What is the difference between Volume 1 and 2?
The only real big difference between those two albums really is there's no features. This is the first album I've released, full-length album I've released since 2020, my Who I Am record, that doesn't include any features. So it's kind of just like on my own. Both those records, that's why we wanted to do Volume 1, Volume 2. I didn't want to have some of these songs kind of lost in the traffic, you know, coming out with like a 26-song album. I think it was just a little too crazy for me right now. So I just wanted to separate the two because most of those songs are written between 2021 and 2024. So it's really just, it's a batch of music within that time frame that I basically just separated into two albums.
And so let's now head into the performing. You've performed in 7 different countries. That includes Europe and UK. How are the country fans over there? Are they different than like Canadian country fans at all?
Oh man, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, Canada, you know, Canada's got such great fans, especially in the country music scene too. But, you know, getting overseas for my first time was just a whole other experience, both personally and professionally. It was really, you know, it was mind blowing to be playing these rooms that were packed wall to wall in places like Hamburg and Cologne, Germany. And of course over in the Netherlands and then Paris, France, the UK and another special one. I mean, they were all special. Don't get me wrong. I can't wait to go back, but Scotland was, you know, that was just, it was just insane. All of it was crazy. Didn't really know what to expect going over there. Again, on the personal side, I was like, this will be cool. Take it all in. It's the first time you've been over there and you've always wanted to do that. However, to see the crowd response and the fans in these venues was really something special that, you know, I'll never forget. And I can't wait to get back over there.
You also have a couple shows coming here to Alberta. If your fans haven't been able to see you in person, what can they expect from your shows?
This performance is, I guess, you know, there's going to be a lot of the new music from both records. It's going to be a totally different show. We're making it up right now, putting things together. You know, if you like country, if you like rock, and you even don't mind a little metal too, this is the show for you. It's definitely a lot of fun, especially for me, and I think the crowds too. I've really enjoyed the fact that it can go anywhere from Haggard, Eric Church to, you know, a mix of Ozzy Osbourne and Pantera all in one show. So it's something that's a lot of fun, I think very unique. And yeah, 2026 is going to be fun. That's all I can say. It's going to be a blast.